This is The Occurrence in River Oaks, Episode 5, Salutation.
Hey guys, I don't feel so well.
Oh God, Paula! Paula! Paula, what's wrong?
Paul, I...
What's happening? Paul, is she...
She's... Oh, God. She's been bitten.
Fuck.
Jesus Christ.
No. No, 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 no. Not Paula.
I'm so sorry.
No, Paula, don't. Don't apologize. It's my fault.
No, Paul, don't blame yourself.
I never should have volunteered us for this run. God damn it, why did I have to do this? Why did I...
Paul, it's not your fault, okay?
No. No, you're right, Olivia. It's your fault, isn't it? You answered that fucking call for Miss McKay. You should have told her to fuck off. Then none of this would have happened. None of this... My sister...
Hey, man. Look, maybe don't blame Olivia.
Paul, I need you to calm down, all right? I know that the first instinct in a situation like this is to blame somebody else, but...
No. No, he's right. It is my fault.
No, Olivia, it's not. Paul, listen to what Alan said. Don't go putting blame on anyone but whatever the fuck those things are. They're the ones at fault for all of this.
Paul. Paul, don't blame Ollie. Please.
I'm sorry, Ollie. I'm so sorry.
It's okay, Paul. It's okay.
No, it's not. Paula, I...
I wish we could have made it back to Jersey together. See where we grew up, where Mom and Dad...
Paula, you can't leave me. Not like this. We're twins, goddammit. You can't...
Paula, I need you to listen to me, okay? I can't turn into one of those things.
No. Paula, I can't do that.
No, you don't. You don't get it. I can feel it growing in my skin.
Someone help me out here. What do I...
Oh, God.
I can't even imagine. This is...
I...
Hey, Olivia, what about the cat? I mean, what if this thing ends up being...
Oh, Christ, Paul, what about the cat? How can we be so sure that there's any way to stop this thing from...
I don't know. I don't know what to do.
Please. Please, Paul. I know this is an impossible ask, but... If you love me, please. Please.
Paul, I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry, too.
Wait. I mean, don't we want to make sure she's going to turn? Like, how do we know that she's going to turn?
Eric, it's happening. It's... Oh, God, Paula.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, God. I don't feel like myself anymore.
Paul.
It's over.
I'm so sorry. Paula was an amazing person.
Yes, she was. Our best cop on the force.
The finest.
I wish I could have known her longer.
Paul, can you make it back to the office? Ollie and I, well, we'd love to see you.
Yeah, come back to dispatch, please.
I don't think I can.
Then I'm coming to you, Paul. Just hang tight.
No! You don't have to do that. Don't turn around. Ollie?
Yeah, Paul?
I'm sorry for what I said. I'm sorry for everything.
Wait, Paul, what are you...
It's not your fault. Always remember that, okay?
Paul, no!
Stop!
Ah, shit! Paul!
God help us all.
Can you hear me?
Fuck, Paul!
The gun, it didn't go off. I don't understand.
Thank God!
Paul, please, put the gun down and...
No! No, I know what I've got to do now.
Paul, this is torture.
Paul, just stop.
Enough! Man. Oh, you just... Maria was right. It's their fault.
You can't expect us to just sit here and...
I'm not going to use the rifle. Not on myself, anyway.
Paul, whatever it is that you're thinking of doing, please don't.
You can't stop me, Al. None of you can. The only one who could have, and I know she wouldn't want this, but I really don't fucking care.
Oh, Jesus, Ollie. He's heading into the woods.
Paul, stop. We need to all work together on this.
You tell that to my eviscerated sister. I felt her pain. You know that link between twins that everyone thinks is bullshit? Well, it's not. And you think I'm going to sit back and let this damn thing scurry around when I've got the key to the fucker's death warrant? No. No. I'm going to find it, Ollie. And I'm going to fucking kill it. Or them. As many of these sons of bitches as I can find. I'm not gonna let my sister die in vain.
You can't do this. It's suicide.
Ollie?
What, Maria?
Let him go.
Are you...
Olivia, think about how you would feel if that were your sister.
Okay. All right. Jesus. Paul, if you need us...
I'll be in touch.
I can't believe Paula is...
Yeah, I...
There's only one thing we can do now, and that's do our best to avenge her.
There is no avenging her, Maria. The only thing we can do is try to save as many people as we can in her honor. But avenging her, that's not gonna happen.
Yeah.
Her death wasn't necessary. She didn't need to die. And her death, it's on all of us now. So, we either make sure we do our fucking best from here on out, or we die trying. Any ideas?
I say the first thing we do is focus on contact with someone outside of here.
Like we haven't already been trying to do that.
Yeah, we've tried the regular routes, but what about the one that's been staring us in the face the whole time?
You mean the dispatch radio?
Bingo, kid.
Holy fuck. Guys, I'm going offline for a minute. Alan's just had an idea.
Okay. Scroll the channels, see if there's anything that you can...
I know how the damn radio works, Alan. Fucking Christ.
We're taking our next caller, who claims to have seen creatures of some kind. But some really dense fog moving into the area with no known cause.
Nobody trusts anybody now. We're all very tired.
Have a mic, Philly. Make the cinnamon nasty jam. Yam it to the natural devil or from.
I'm not getting a damn thing.
All the routes out have been secured, so all...
Wait, what was that?
I don't...
Go back. Go back. Come on.
Have you had any trouble from the locals yet?
Are the jammers working okay? We've only got a few more hours until...
What in God's name did we just hear?
I've got to warn the others. Maria, Howard, Eric, do you read me?
We're here.
Olivia, what's wrong? You sound...
Alan and I don't know what we just heard, but whatever it wasn't good.
What kind of not good?
I mean, Miss McKay wasn't crazy this time. at all.
Now, listen, let's not panic, okay? We're not sure what we just heard.
God damn it, Alan. We've got a member of our force that's dead and another one on a suicide mission, and you want us to not panic?
Ollie, I'm just trying to...
You're not trying to do shit but undermine me. Now, if you want to help me, you can either back me up or fuck all the way off.
Ollie and I intercepted what sounded like a transmission of some kind. Voices. Two people talking about jammers and exit routes.
Well, that explains the GPS problems.
And why the highway in front of me is destroyed.
What?
The road is gone. Like, I'm not kidding. The road is not here any longer.
Olivia, what else did you hear in the transmission?
They said something about only having a few more hours before something. But then it just cut off. Nothing after that. Radio silence.
Then I've got to get around this somehow. If I've only got a few hours, I hope this cruiser likes off-roading.
Too bad you don't still have your Volkswagen Rabbit, the one that had the nitrous hooked up.
That thing would go to the moon before it could go over 60.
Please be careful, Maria. From the sounds of those voices, it was orchestrated. Governmental. They knew what they were talking about, and it was dead serious to them.
Then that's all the more reason to keep my pedal to the floor.
Hey, what should we do in the meantime? This door-to-door thing isn't exactly working, and we've got to make sure everyone is safe somehow.
I thought maybe having Howard here with me would make people more apt to listen, but they're acting like they've never seen him before, so...
You'd be surprised how little the locals interact with the police force here. They're all fairly decent folks, just trying to carve out an existence.
Have them assemble in the town hall. That's where I sent everyone else. Well, everyone except for fucking Storts.
That's a good call. Just make sure you tell them it's mandatory.
I don't think people in this town really care about mandatory anything unless it was written in the Constitution.
I don't give a shit. This is for their own safety. Throw your weight around if you have to. You're a cop. Act like it. They'll listen or you'll arrest them.
I mean, that's unethical.
Yeah, but they don't know that.
Okay. Yeah, you're right.
We're on it. I love telling people what to do.
God damn it!
Maria, what's going on?
Ugh, this damn thing threw a rod. Engine shot. Fuck.
Howard, Eric, can you swing by and pick up Maria?
No way. I'm halfway out of town in the middle of a mess of trees. I'm just gonna have to hike it on foot the rest of the way.
On foot? Jesus, Maria, that'll take hours.
You got a better idea? There's no roads, and even if there were, being on them sounds like a one-way ticket to getting my ass shot by whoever doesn't want us getting out.
Maria.
It's fine. I'll be fine. I'm gonna stick to the trees and keep checking for a signal on my phone. At the very least, maybe I can get free of the jammers and call for help before.
Okay.
Maria, you're very brave.
The bravest person I know.
Our little hero.
Thank you, Maria.
You all owe me a round when we get done with this shit, you hear me?
Okay, Eric and I are going to start shouting at people. You need us, just holler.
Be safe and be aware.
Yes, ma'am. That's what they taught us in training.
Hey, Ollie.
Yeah, Al?
Listen, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to undermine you. And...
No, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have jumped all over you like that. I just...
Don't do that. Beating yourself up. I mean, you've got what it takes. Listen, I see that in you. You can lead. Hell, you're better at it than I am.
That's bullshit.
No, it isn't. These people listen to you. And you make the right decisions under pressure. I'm proud of you, Ollie.
Thanks, Al.
Yeah, you like that, assholes? Come on! Come on!
Paul, is that you?
Oh, it's me, all right. And two of our favorite cephalopod assholes. Come on, you sons of bitches, I'm waiting for you.
Paul, for fuck's sake!
Is that Paul?
What is he doing?
Jesus, Paul!
You know you want some of this, don't you? Yeah, you like that, you fuckers? Not so fun when the shoe's on the other foot, huh?
No, Paul, don't blame yourself.
What are you...
I wish we could have made it back to Jersey together.
Motherfucker.
fuckers. Using my sister's voice.
Paul, it's okay.
No, it's not okay, Ollie. Nothing's ever going to be okay again.
Paul, please, just get out of there before they...
Before they what? Kill me? Paula, before she died, she bit me. The writing's on the wall anyway, but I ain't going out without a fight.
Paul!
Get out of there, man!
Hey, come on, don't do this!
Paula wouldn't want this.
Come on, move, you hard-headed son of a bitch!
Sorry, guys. I'll tell Paula you all said hi.
Nothing's ever going to be okay again.
This has been The Occurrence in River Oaks, starring Nikki Durbin as Olivia, Joey Thurmond as Alan, Aaron Marciniak as Eric, Deanna Kinway as Paula, Ryan P.A. Walsh as Paul, Melissa Sharon Harris as Maria, Donald Blackschlager as Howard, Cindy Copeland as Ms. McKay, Chris Williams as Freddy, Heather Foster as narrator, Aaron L. Hawkins as Major Zelensky, Aaron Taylor as Private Jessup, Kara M. as Private Campbell, Isaac J. Trender as Radio News Anchor Number 1, Rachel Ghanayem as Radio News Anchor Number 2, Muhammad Ghanayem as Panicked Radio Voice, and featuring music by Hodge MC. With special thanks to Joey Martell. Thank you for joining us. Be sure to check out the next episode, subscribe to our feed, and leave a review. You can also find us on all major social media platforms and at our website, the-occurrence.com. From all of us at the River Oaks Police Department, we thank you for listening, and we look forward to seeing you again.